Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Pam Harper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela S. Harper is a nationally known consultant and speaker and a founder of the, and president of Business Advancement, Inc. She helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. I am a major Olympics fan. I like everything to do with the Olympics. I like the Summer Olympics. I like the Winter Olympics. I like everything. There's not a single Olympic sport that I don't like. And I guess maybe, Pam, one of the reasons is because of the way the Olympic athletes are. They're so dedicated. They work years and years for a moment of possible glory. Many of them work long and hard and never even make the team, and yet they come back and do it again. I love that kind of spirit, Pam.
Well, I think it's so important to not only watch the Olympians as they're doing this, but, of course, to think about our businesses the same way. You know, what is it? As I work with businesses and helping them to improve performance, I've been drawing these parallels between Olympic performance and business performance, and what can we do? And I actually have come up with a few ways that we can take our businesses and get more of the performance that we need.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad you have those. And I'll tell you, small business owners make me think of Olympic athletes.
The marathon, isn't it?
Well, it's and the hope springs eternal thing. I mean, we believe in ourselves, and you know you can't be an Olympic athlete if you don't believe in yourself. And
well,
small business owners believe in themselves. So what are some of the things that we can do?
Well, based on that belief, you can take that and look at taking a long-term performance focus. I know that your previous guest was talking about how there are no quick fixes, and you have
to
start
somewhere.
It's
the energy issue, yeah.
Right. Well, in all aspects of business, I believe that the long-term performance is really where it all starts, that orientation. I mean, think about it now. Many Olympians have already won numerous medals. For instance, the U.S. women's basketball team is opening play, seeking its fourth straight gold.
Wow.
And, you know, why would these Olympic teams, you know, they've already succeeded. Why do they keep going back and back and back? And I think what it is it boosts value not only to themselves, but also to their post-Olympic career.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses can demonstrate that same sustained performance. The ones that can are worth more in the long run.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we're really trying to do.
Building value for everybody, including our customers.
Well, that's right, especially our customers, creating lasting value, which is good for the economy, which is good for us, all of it. And
mm-hmm.
so one of the things that I'm really out there trying to do is to make sure that business owners are taking that long-term performance focus.
Well, you know,
that's
the thing that I'm so proud of small business owners about, Pam, because we do have to take the long, we take the long term attitude. Otherwise, we couldn't do what we do.
Well, that's right.
And the opposite is Wall Street. I mean, Wall Street works off of quarters, 3 months at a time. You live and you die by the quarterly report. Small business owners are not like that. We're marathon runners. We're not sprinters.
You know, I think that even in larger businesses, there's more of a push. But, you know, we're focused on the small business owners today.
Yep.
And I think that one of the things that I'm seeing is more of the companies that I've been talking to, you know, more of the leaders are taking that focus, which is it's just wonderful. In fact, one bank, a community bank, just 2 years old, I was speaking with the chairman, and he said that they're setting their objectives with the idea of how they can serve customers up to 10 years down the road.
Good
I mean,
them.
What an amazing thing to be able
Good
to do.
Good for them. Well, that's, and see, when you do that, Pam, when you have that kind of a horizon, that kind of a values horizon, You're making quality decisions. You're not making knee-jerk decisions. You're not trying to get the quick buck. You're making quality decisions that are creating institutions and systems and processes that will run very efficiently and effectively, aren't you?
That's right. In fact, it makes you more nimble. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about small businesses is that we can, and I include myself there, I'm a small mm-hmm. business too, we can be more nimble. But in order to make the quality decisions, as you're saying, we need to be able to anchor that with what we're trying to accomplish in the long term so that we can make the appropriate trade-offs.
Right. So how do we do that?
Well, one of the ways is that we look at what kinds of issues we're trying to accomplish. You know, what is it that we would like to see for ourselves? That vision, the mission, what is it that we really want to get across and come out with? Look at 10 years down the road, indefinitely. Mm-hmm. What are we all about? And that's the thing that, unfortunately, a lot of people forget about. They're saying, well, you know, we just want to survive. People get scared by the economy. We want to survive. Well, it's not enough to survive. We have to look and focus, just as the Olympic athletes do, on where we're trying to go long term.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry so much about what's happening in the immediate term. Focus on the long term and then make the trade-offs accordingly.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, Pam. When we come back, I'm going to give you an example of how to think about this with customers and how I think we can, you know, and get your thoughts on that too, because folks, I there are a lot of things you and I can do internally that can be long term, but it still comes down to the customer. You've got to establish with them that they're part of your vision for the future. 10 till, right back with Pam Harper. Her book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate at 7 Till. Pamela S. Harper is our guest. Her book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, give us your website, please.
It's www.businessadvance.com.
So check it out. Can they find your book there?
They sure can, and they can also find a variety of free articles and all kinds of tips on improving business performance.
And how to become more like an Olympian, right?
Yep, that's coming up in my next newsletter.
All right, so is that newsletter free?
It is. Everything on that website is free.
So there it is, folks. Check it out. We like free things, right? So
check
it out again. Give us the website again one more time.
That's www.businessadvance.com.
All right, businessadvance.com. You know, Pam, when I went to the break, I was just saying that small business owners, when they approach customers, you know, any given day, you have an opportunity to either make a decision on how to deal with that customer long term or short term. Short term would be that I make sure that I get as much out of them as I can, whether they're completely happy or not. Long term would be to say, okay, what do they need? And yes, I need to make a sale, but if it's not the best interest of my customer, I'm going to make sure that it is the best interest for them. And they're going to obviously know that is. And that way, I'll have a customer for a long time, not a customer just for today. And I think that's an Olympic attitude.
It absolutely is, and that's that long-term performance focus that we've been talking about. That is the first way that you can boost your business towards Olympic-level performance.
See, let me give you an example. The customer says, Jim, I think I want to buy your stuff here. And you say, well, tell me how you're going to use it. And they say, well, this is what I'm going to do. And you say, you know what? I don't think what I have is going to be the best for you. I think let me make another suggestion, and maybe it's another product or whatever that you don't have, and you make another recommendation, but you make sure that the customer gets what they should have, not just what you have to sell.
Well, that's right. Delivering on what you promise is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes more than just saying, oh, okay, today we're going to deliver on what we promise. It takes a lot of preparation. It takes a lot of infrastructure, in a sense, to be able to do that. You know, the best companies make it look so easy. But, of course, there's much more to it. Preparation.
Right. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Just as Olympic athletes prepare. mm-hmm. and they do bounce back from setbacks. And, you know, one of the things that does happen is that our customers are scrambling right now, just as we are. And sometimes we run into setbacks. So what do you do? What do Olympic athletes do? They bounce back. They say, mm-hmm. so what? Keep going. What are we going to need to do differently or better to raise the bar on our performance? And I think that's such a critical long-term outlook, and it's a service-oriented outlook. You know, so what are we going to do to be better service to our customers? We slip, we fell. What are we going to do differently or better? And I think there are two ways that we can do that.
All right, go ahead.
One is that we can look at the capability that we have currently. You know, do we have the right kinds of equipment in place? Do we have resources that we actually need? You know, those are some of the areas. Do we have goals in place that are going to make us able to do what we say we're going to be able to do?
The right people.
The right people. You know, that's a key resource. Are those people set up so that they can actually do their jobs? You know,
right.
I've gone into situations where people will come to me and they'll say, I'd love to be able to do my job, but I don't have a computer that actually works right now.
Right.
You know, you say, well, you know, that's hard to be
customer focused. Or my boss won't let me actually take responsibility and authority for my job.
That's right.
Boss won't delegate or whatever it might be.
That's right. So capability is one aspect, and of course, making sure that people want to do what they need to do, you know, helping to provide an environment where people can actually feel motivated by themselves to do the job. That's so critical.
Right. Well, I agree, and these are the kinds of things that this kind of preparation, this kind of paying attention to what you have and what you don't have, and identifying where you need to grow, and also you got to fund all those things. You got to come up with a capitalization plan that will fund those things, and these are the kinds of things, Pam, as you said, that help companies perform at Olympic levels, which means, to when I hear you say Olympic level, what that means to me is long-term excellence.
Long-term excellence, it means going beyond being average. It means looking at being a superstar.
Right. Well said. Website one more time, Pam.
That's www.businessadvance.com.
The book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock, available wherever books are sold, especially on her site, and I'm sure at Amazon. Pam, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.